First of all, let me just say it is wonderful to be back in Leeds. And I want to say Rocco, I want to thank Rocco, and I want to thank Jonathan for making it actually happen. I mean, Rocco is a fantastic promoter, and he always tried to get me here, and so finally it worked out. And Jonathan, of course, I'm a big admirer of your show and of your work that you're doing, and for you to interview me. But for me, it's kind of an emotional kind of coming to Leeds, because my idol, Reg Park, was born in Leeds. Hey! And Reg Park, maybe many of you don't know who it is, but he was one of the greatest bodybuilders of all times.
How much do you work out now? How do you keep in shape now? Because obviously we expect to see you in a certain level of fitness, and I'm sure that you still enjoy being fit.
I am addicted to working out. It feels so good to get up in the morning and to ride the bicycle for an hour, or to do the treadmill, or to do the elliptical, or to do some cardiovascular training. And then at night before dinner to go back and to work out 45 minutes with the weights. And then I can only have this really great rush and be positive the whole day when I work out first. So this is just something that I will always do until I'm 60 under.
That makes you want to get back down to the gym, doesn't it? Not that some of you are stiff from doing that.
I realize, well, you were born with the perfect body, so you don't have to worry about it.
that's kind of my tombstone. Of your movies, which is your favorite? Do you have a favorite? Is there one movie that you look back on as the best performance, the best overall film?
But I would say that Conan the Barbarian was the big international breakthrough movie, so I always will mention that. Terminator was the first movie that really told the audience I don't have to just be in a Hercules or Lion Claw kind of an outfit. And Twins was the first kind of, a comedy that broke through for me in that area.
What can you tell us about the next Conan movie? Because I know you've made the new Terminator film, but there's another Conan movie planned, I believe, with you in.
Yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, I have to say that it is the greatest honor, you know, to be 67 years old and to still be asked to come back in all those franchises. If it is the Terminator movie, or if it is now Conan, it's fantastic. And then, as a matter of fact, when I go back to Los Angeles, I will get the script, the final script, because they're rewriting right now, fixing the end. And so then I will see it for the first time. But Universal Studio, I have tried to convince them for 20 years to go back and to continue with the Conan series. And they were not that enthusiastic, not as enthusiastic as I was. But new leadership came in a few years ago at Universal Studio, and they saw it entirely differently. And they came to me right away and says, we want to pick up the Conan series, let me look at some writers, and let's get going on that. And they've been working on that, and I'm really excited about that, to go back and to do another Conan movie, and hopefully it will be soon. And also, they're talking about a sequel to Twins, to do triplets with Danny DeVito. So again, this is another franchise. So to be asked at that age and to be, you know, that long in the game and to be asked back is always, I think, a great honor and a great pleasure to be asked.
Well, they can't replace you, that's why. You know what I'd love to see? I don't know how many other people. I'm very, very fond of the film The Running Man. Yeah. I love that film. That was crying out for a sequel, I'm sure. Would you go back to that franchise?
Oh, yes. I mean, Running Man, if we would have had the visual effects that we have now, I mean, it would have been perfect with Running Man, because Running Man was the way it was written. It needed more visual effects. I don't think that we had the money at that point to do it at the way we wanted to do it, but it was a very successful movie. People loved the movie. I loved the idea. It's like the Hunger Games, right? The Hunger Games, it is that kind of an idea. I think that now, if someone really writes it well, it could be an extraordinary movie. I hope that no one decides to do that idea without me. I would really love to pick it up where we left it off and to continue on as The Running Man. So maybe down the line, I will get back to directing again when I have time, and to direct something again that I feel very passionate about. As a matter of fact, there's a movie that I always wanted to do, which is about Eugene Sandow. And Eugene Sandow was the first strongman that was very muscular.
Do you ever quote yourself from your movies?
Not to myself. I don't quote myself to myself, but a lot of times I have people ask me to repeat the lines and to act it out. If it is on FaceTime, and if, or if it is on Twitter, or whatever it may be. So I do that.
One of the most common requests.
Hasta la vista, baby. I'll be back.
What about if we needed to get to a helicopter? What would you say then?
Get to the chopper!
Did you know though, when you're making those films, did you have a feeling that those would be the lines people picked up on?
No. So you never know, like when I did the I'll Be Back line in Terminator, I had no, as a matter of fact, I argued with James Cameron for a half an hour because I wanted to say the line, I will be back. I said, somehow this this L thing sounds weak to me. And so I said, I will be back. He says, Arnold, have I ever told you how to act? I said, no. He says, then don't tell me how to write. Okay, so just say the line the way it's written and just stop, you know, second guessing and all this stuff. And I said, okay. So he promised me that he would shoot it 10 different ways, which he did. And then he picked one, you know, and he just wanted to calm it down. That he said, look, it doesn't sound weak when you say that. Don't worry about it. He says, I would never have that line be weak. And so, anyway, we argued about this line, but in the end, I had no idea that this line would be the line of the movie. And today, the most quoted line in the history of motion picture.
You can't be president because you weren't born in the United States. I believe there's a constitutional thing over there. Would you have try to become president? Would you want to run for the presidency?
Well, first of all, let's just make it perfectly clear that it is, you're British. It's your fault that we have that stupid constitution in the first place, okay? Because the Americans didn't want to have a Brit come over and run for president in America in the early days. So this is why this happened in the first place. Second of all, I have to say that I'm upset that it was Great Britain that was occupying my area in Austria after the Second World War. If the Americans would have occupied it, I could run for president because it would have been American territory, okay? So that's number two, why I fault you for that. But number three, all jokes aside, I have, as I said to you earlier, I have accomplished everything in my life because of America, everything. So therefore, I would not ever complain about the one thing that I can't do. So there's an old law that hopefully someone will change it eventually so that one citizen also can run.
But if they had changed it in time, would you have won for
without any doubt. Without any doubt, yes. Because, look, this is what I was born for. You know, to be a leader, I feel comfortable in a leadership position. I feel comfortable in taking on challenges. I don't have thick, I don't have thin skin. I don't get rattled by the media writing something negative or being critical. And because that's what you have to do when you're in politics, you automatically have to understand that 50% of the people are against you. That's just the way it works.
Do you ever get annoyed with people trying to do your accent to you doing the army voice?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I remember there was these two comedians in America, Hans and Franz, you know, when they did Saturday Night Live and they did that whole shtick where they were like my cousins. And I was their uncle, and they were coming to America to look for me. And they said, we are here to pump you up. And they were all washed up. You know, they had all this padding on their bodies and stuff like that. And they were imitating the Austrian accent. And, yeah, yeah, Arnold, yeah, yeah, look at my pump. Look at my trapezius muscles. And, you know, they went overboard with the way I don't talk like that. But, I mean, it's like, but it was funny, you know. And here's the interesting thing. When I went to America and I wanted to get into movies, they said, your accent will be the thing that will hold you back. You will never be a leading man. Now, people just imitate it all the time on radio, on television. They love the accent, they get used to it and everything, so it's part of me now. And so I absolutely love it. So my ability became an asset. So I'm very happy about that.